I want to study today the minhag of Hasidim, not to eat gebracht, so what's called matzah shruya in Hebrew. It means matzah that was baked, and then it was soaked in water, or water fell on it. And we want to study the source for this, the reason for this chumrah, and why are those who are maker, why aren't they accepting that chumrah? We also want to ask the question about those who are machmir nati kibrachs, whether or not they would prohibit the shriya itself, that's the act of taking chametz, taking matzah and soaking it, is that itself a maisa vera, because we assume they're causing chimutz. Another question that we want to perhaps raise is, what happens if the matzah was heated up with hot water? That's called chalita. If there's still an iser of matzah shriya, we want to know that if matzah shriya applies to meperos, like matzah that was already fried with oil, or matzah that was fried with eggs. We want to know about pouring, let's say, cheese onto matzah or butter on matzah. Is that also included in the Iser of Gibrachs? What about Korech, in the case where you take the matzah and you dip it into charoses? And also, we want to know if those who once had the minig of matzah shriya, can they be matzah neder, if they want to terminate their minhag? What's the status of a woman who was raised in a family, her father was makbid not to eat gebrachts, and now she gets married and her husband eats gebrachts? Shall we now tell her to eat gebrachts? What should we tell her? What do we do with matzah shruya for ketanim, for cholim, for zkenim? And for those who are knowing the chumrah of matzah shruya, and yet they're making on Achron Shel Pesach, what's the reason for that? And those who accept the minhag of gebrachts, what happens with kelim? Should the kelim also, if they're used for gebrachts, be prohibited for them? And we want to know about a certain minhag that apparently not to eat gebrachts after Pesach. If it was, let's say, over all of a Pesach, gebrachts are over all of a Pesach. So let's start from the beginning. There is a minhag that beikar, I mean, it does extend beyond chassidim, but it's mostly a chassidish minhag, and it's quite popular, quite widespread, not to eat gebrachts. Again, we're talking about, as we said before, matzah that was completely baked, and now it is soaked in water, or it comes in contact with water. And what's the reason for this chumrah? First of all, we have to start with the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Lamed Tesom and Aleph. The Gemara is pretty outspoken about this. Tana Rabbanan, right after the Mishnah, it says, Elu dvarim she'enom boim lidei chimutz, ha'ofui v'amevushal v'cholut she'cholto beroschen. Rashi says, ofui afiluhu mevushal, or mevashlo, I should say, liachar afia, eno machmitz. It will not come to chametz. Once it's been baked, it's matzah, and it cannot be converted into chametz. And it would seem pretty clear from this Rashi up front that there's no prohibition against eating matzah that was baked the way it should be, and afterwards it was soaked in water, it was cooked. Bishul always implies that it was soaked in water. And not only that, the Braisa continues and says, Yotzin Birokik Hashorui Ubimavushal Shaloni Moach. That if you have a rokik, which is a matzah that was afterwards soaked and cooked, as long as it's not nimoach, as long as it's not totally dissolved, is yotzin yidei chavos matzah. You can use it for the mitzvah of matzah. And that's on the sugya here, on daf mem aleph omen aleph. So we started with the Gemara, the Brisa on daf lamentes omen peis, elu dvarim sheinam boim lidei chimu ta'afui, and now we have the sugya on daf mem aleph, a Brisa of yotzin v'roke kashorui u'bimevushal shaloni moach. Rashi says, Yotzi yidei chavos matzah, v'rokik ha-shorui b'tavshil li'achraf yoso. So it's quite clear, and this is not just the sugi itself, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, which you'll see in Simon Tov Samach Aleph, Siv Dalid, Yotze odom b'matzah shriya, v'hu shaloni mocha. It's about as explicit as you can get. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, Yotze Adam Hainu B'dievet. So one question we want to ask is, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean when he says it's B'dievet? That's a question. But in any event, one thing is clear. There's no iser to eat such a matzah shriya. There's no iser chametz here. And therefore we come back to our original question. What is the basis for the chumrah of gibrochts? Now, we should point out that there is some source in Rishonim for such a minog. The Rishonim reject the minhag, but it is brought down in the Ravan on Masechta Psachim, and the Ravan's language is the following. Matzah fuya shebishla eino boli dechimutz v'shari v'yeshe einam rotzim lahashros ha-matzah b'leil harishon v'morok. There were those who hesitated soaking their matzah on the first night of Pesach in the soup. Ki ro avoseim shekenosu. Apparently they saw such a minug in their ancestors. Usvurim. And when they saw this, they observed such a custom, they came to the conclusion, demishum shalot tachmitz osin kein, that the reason they did it is to avoid chimutz. Velohi. But that's not the basis for that minug. Lo in higu kein ela mishum shehei tam matzah b'fiem kol laila harishon. That there's a kium on the first night of Pesach of having a tam matzah b'fiem. Umiu eino tov lasos farfel shlo yaso gam kemach v'tovu lesor zemipnei zeh. So what the Ravan is saying is that there's really no minog to avoid shruya during Pesach, with the exception perhaps of the first night, because of a special kium of sheitam matzah b'fiv, meaning that the matzah today replaces the korban Pesach, and since in korban Pesach, ein maftir nachar Pesach afikomon, there's a kium of tam Pesach b'fiv, that kium now transfers over to tam matzah b'fiv, and once you soak the matzah, it loses its tam. However, with regard to farfil, which means to crush matzah and make it into a kemach, that he's not excited about. Now the Rav Yah, who was also an Ashkenazic Rishon, a contemporary of the Ravan, he writes in Psachim Lamentesim and Beis, it's in Simon Tafayin Hay, V'ofui Shebishla, he says, Ein bo mishum chimutz, V'tanya yotzin berokik hashorui, u'bemevushal shalom nimoach. And he says that there is a kiyum of tam matzah b'fiv, and in that sense, Rabbi Yossi was machmir regarding mevushal, afal pishaloni moach. And therefore you would not, according to Rabbi Yossi, use matzah mevusheles for the mitzvah of matzah. And the reason for that is because he doesn't have tam matzah b'fiv. V'hadalo shayach l'meirel v'layla rishona. But even so, Rabbi Yossi is only talking about the first night for the mitzvah of matzah. V'shayim e'pesach shari v'yesh machmirim to lo lesi l'mite. I guess some were machmir because you might come to use such a matzah on the first night. V'chumr shel hevel hi. And the Rav Yoh completely rejects such a chumra. Now if you look at the footnote on the bottom of this simon in the Rav Yoh, he writes that in a ksav yad, there is another text, but it's a mistake. It says chumra shel baal hu, or chumra shel baal nefesh hu, which sounds like the Rav Yoh was applauding such a minog. He says that's not the correct text in the Rav Yoh, but rather chumra shel hevel hi. Then he quotes the Ravan that we saw before, Miu ein tov lasus farful, shlo yase gam kemach v'tovu lesor zemit nezeh, harei mairi bibishol, u'mishum chashash sheyavo lasos kemach nagubo. Now somehow if you convert the matzah into kemach, you might come to confuse kemach with kemach. You know, one flour which is not chametz, it's made of matzah, with another flour that's made of chametz. Then he quotes the first part of the Ravan here in this footnote, and he writes, "Harei shirak l'inyan bishul hichmir de michlif." V'lola inyan shriya. V'ilukan misara advar mashma d'ratzaloma d'yasi l'mitnei lechlo b'layla rishona. In other words, the Ravan seems to be afraid of fireful because it might be confused with flour, with chametz stick of flour. That's the impression you get. But here in the Rav Yoh, the issue is that you might confuse it with leil rishona. Now, in the note on the bottom of the Ravan, he tells you to look in the Ber Heitev and the Shari Tshuva in Siman Tuf Samach, Be'in Matzah Ketusha. So if you take a look here in the Ber Heitev, he writes, Mine machal osim osal yidei kemach. They used flour to make different kinds of pastries. He says, Af shenase in mei peros gozru bazeh. So there's certain different kinds of pandish. Well, we'll have to see what pandish is that they were afraid of. But he says, Matza fuyo tchuna Mutalasus mimena komashiderch lasus kolashonim kemach. He says there's no problem in taking kemach that was made of matzah afuya. In other words, they grinded up a matzah and they made it into kemach, and you're allowed to make whatever you want with that kemach. Now, in the Shari Tshuva, he writes, Kosav, he quotes the Marashtam, who writes that Nogim Olam Laso Sufkanin Mi Matza Afuya, that the minig is to take matzah and convert it into flour, and then make sufganin out of it. Then he writes, V'ayin b'knesset ha'gedola, she'kosef she'gozru b'tigun, that sufganin which is made by frying, that they weren't excited about. Mishum she'isha achas tosa, lishfisha rosa liyeshes chover shalokha kemach matzafuya, v'matzafuya, v'yisover shu kemach stab, v'yosa kein. That one woman imitated a rebbetzin, and she saw the rebbetzin baking with flour, and she also baked with flour. I mean, the flour of the rebbetzin was made of matzah, but she didn't realize that. Avol sufkin in shedarkon lasos tfei bePesach loto. He says, we don't make a gzera to aser sufkinin, that we don't have. That comes back to the Marsham, the Marashdam, excuse me, who says that no gimolum laso sufkinin mi matza afuya. Then he writes the Prichadosh cholak bazeva kosev she'ein lanu ligzar gzeros midatenu. He says that this whole gzera of Tigun, we don't come up with new gzeros. That's what he writes. But then he admits that yesh anshi maisish machmirim al atzmon v'ein ochlim shum matzah shruya ovim v'shelos b'mayim. And here he quotes the minug of matzah shruya. Shechoshin sheva nishar ba ma'at kemach shelo nilosh. Perhaps when they did the lisha, which means the kneading and making the dough, some flour was left over that wasn't kneaded properly. V'yischametz achshav al yidei ashriya o habishul. And now when you soak it, it might come to chametz, to chimutz. So let's just make a summary of what we have over here. The Rav Yah is Mekil, but he quotes some sort of chumrah about kemach, converting matzah into kemach. And this chumrah of kemach is mentioned by the Knesset HaGedola, who's quoted in turn by the Shari Tshuva. But he writes that the minhag is to make sufganin of matzah afuya, but they made a gzera on tigun because of one case of a woman who saw some other woman taking kemach of matzah afuya, and she thought it was regular kemach. Now, if this be the case, the Achronim here in the Shari Tshuva, the Marashdam and the Yalchik and the Knesset HaGedola, they don't make reference to the Ravan. Ravan was way before the Achronim. He was a Rishonim from the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Baal HaTosfos. And that minug of avoiding kemach of matzafuya is already mentioned in the Ravan. And now it pops up many, many centuries later in the writings of the Achronim about this woman who saw them using kemach and she didn't realize it was kemach matzah. And therefore they made some sort of a gzera. It's interesting that they don't mention this Ravan who came way, way earlier. But with regard to this chashash, the Pri Chadosh writes, Ani omer shakol mutam min adin ve'ein ligzor gzeres midatenu u'ma b'kachem isha achas tosa bidin. And he says that there's no reason to prohibit using kemach of matzah, because of one woman who made a mistake. We don't accept gzeiros upon ourselves. And he says, Kol shem mutu mikra din avdinen bepischa v'lo chayshini l'maras ha'ayin. You know, you might say that if I bake with flour of matzah flour, somebody might suspect me of baking chametz, of making chametz. I don't have to worry about that because it's muta mikra din. He writes, near the afa machmir by taima einzach lahachmir shalolit tabel matzah fui b'mayim b'mashke. He says that this chumra shouldn't apply. And he speaks about him no sein miyad letov piv, the pshita beimzeh shir lahachmir klal. He says how much more so in the case where you dip the matzah into water and you eat it immediately. There wasn't even a minute for the chimutz process to take place. Fermentation takes a little time. So that even if you want to go with this chumrah and suspect that maybe there's some ma'at kemach, shalom nilo, shviz chametz ushriya, he says that if you put it in your mouth immediately, that should certainly be mutter. Again, I'm not sure if we're going to make these distinctions. Once we're going to be afraid of this kemach, I mean, how many seconds does it take until the chimutz takes place? How many minutes does it take? So how long is miyad and how long is lachar zman? This is not clear. Now, in the tshuva of the Chochma Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Kluger, he quotes another source. He says, "See if I can find this." Chochma Shlomo, Reb Shlomo Kluger quotes the language of the Torah: "Ein mevashel behem ala matzah fuya shechozru v'tochnu osa." And he writes, "Hatur oser afilu v'matzah afuya. Ayin betaz, mashakosav lefarish das hatur, v'ayin bechiburai lehilchus pesach, simon zeh, mashakosav liyashiv das habeis Yosef, t'biloshan hashas, Rava gufe diek dehu machlokas u keis nira di osi shapidas hatur. Mashkos vashas rava gufe hain rava biatzmo ya osikain hain dover biatzmo. Tipo biatzmo leka chashash tos. Usfiru dal yidea chirim shen yodim osur viosul zilzue. Achal gdei gdoli so mutal lasos. After age deos to be the rabbanon muter bechadri chador my gunav from simon shin aleph become be the rice of ani kamash malon the also bechadri chador kein hab and kein hocha came in the bechametz have he isu do rice of he came the rava oser b'makom the shchichi avdi have he lesser afilu b'makom the leka avdi. To become Malcolm the Chayshino and Lamaris, I feel Bechadri Chadorim Oser. So we'll get back to this Chochma Shlomo Bli Neder in just a minute and try to see what he saw in the tour. But before that, let's take a look at the Sugya on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Omar Mar Zutra Lo Limchi Inish Kdera Bekimcha Da Avishna. What is this all about? We're talking about kemach da avishna nisyabish. Okay, somehow he dried this flour. That's called nikla betanur. He puts it into the oven and he dries it. And Marzutra says, lo limche. Lo limche inish. He shouldn't do this. What's he assering? Rashi explains what they used to do, the bakers or the cookers. The cooks used to do the following. Shema abin tavshila kdera. When they have something cooking in the pot, and they want to make it a little bit thicker, so what they do is alideshem mamchim kemach lesocho. They pour flour into the tavshil. Va'afilu bekimcha da vishnu the nisyabsha v'nikleis betanur. Even if the flour was dried in the oven, nevertheless we don't pour this flour into the tavshil. And why is that? Dilma lo bashil, Marzucha says, Dilma lo bashil shapir. It's possible that even though the flour was placed into the oven to be dried, maybe it wasn't completely cooked, and therefore this part of the flour, shalonaseis koli kol tzarka, and machmetzes betavshil, and when you pour it into the tavshil, it becomes chametz. So Rashi explains that we don't pour a kimcha da'avshuna into a tavshil, because maybe lo nases koli kol tzarka, when it was placed, when this flour was placed into the tanur to dry it, it didn't become koli kol tzarka. U'machmetzes betavshil. And then it would become chametz in the tavshil. And the Beis Yosef quotes a machlokas rishonim, halacha lemaisa, are we allowed to throw into a tavshil or to cook kemach shenikla betanur, kemach that was dried in an oven? And he quotes the Rambam in Perek Emel Chuscham Tzumatzah Shemevashlim Kemach Kolui V'afon Gav Di B'Gemara Osar Kimcha Davshina Shu Kemach Ha'osim Miklios Shenisnav Shu B'Tanur V'Kosvu HaRambam Ikol Amemi Di Kemach Kolui Shaini Sha'ei Sholetes B'Kemach Yosem Imashe Sholet B'Chitin. So the Beis Yosef says that even though the Gemara is not too excited about Kimcha Davishuna, the Rambam allows Kemach Kolui, because the case of Kemach Kolui is different than the case of Kimcha Davshuna. In the case of Kolui, Ha'esh Sholetes B'Kemach Yoser, and therefore there's no Chashash Chimutz. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, even as far as Kemach Kolui, Rabbeinu Yerucham says, Noshim Shemesimos Kemach Betanur Lisyabesh, Kedei Lasus Tavshil Tinokos, Asur Dilma Lobashil Shapir. Maybe it wasn't cooked well enough. So the question is, when you take Kemach and you put it into an oven and you dry it, are you allowed to add it to a tavshil? The Rambam seems to be mekil, and Rabbeinu Yerucham asks it. So that's called kemach kolui betanur. What do we do? How do we reconcile the Rambam's kula with the Gemara of Bar Zutra? Adaf lametesam in beis. The answer is that case of Kimcha Davishna is different. Why? He says because Kemach Kolui is not the same, the Rambam's kula of Kemach Kolui is not the same as Kimcha Davshuna, which is Kemach Ha'osui Miklios Shenisyav Shubetanur. Thus what they did was they took kernels of wheat and they dried it in the oven. And there the fear is that maybe it wasn't completely cooked, and therefore when you soak it in water, it becomes chametz. But kemach koli, the Rambam says, is mutter, because ha'esh sholetes b'kemach yoser mimasha asui b'chitin. If you have kernels of wheat, then the heating process is not guaranteed to reach bishul. But if you have kemach, which is wheat that was already grinded, it was already ground down into flour, that's eshel letas, and therefore it's kemach kolui and it's mutter. But Rabbi Yerucham and others, they say that in general, is Noshim Shemasimos Kemach Betano Lusyabesh. He's talking about Kemach, and then he wants to use that Kemach after it's dried in the oven as a Tavshil. That's Osir Dilmalo Boshil Shapir. So, this concept of Dilmalo Boshil Shapir does have a clear source in the Sugya, the Gemara, and that's on Daf Lamentes Omid Beis. Now let's take a look at the Sugya Daf Mem. There the Gemara says that Rav Papa was talking to the Nachtomim, to the bakers, and he told them these were the bakers that were working in the house of the, in the kitchen, I guess you'd say, of the Reish Galusa. And what did he tell them? Let's read the Gemara inside. On Daf, where is it here? Just one second. On Daf Memamid Beis, the Gemara says, Rav Papa Sharile Leburtiki, Rashi says, Lenachtomim, De Beresh Galusa, Lemimcha Kdera Bechasisi. And what's Bechasisi? Is Kimcha, Rashi says, Kimcha Davshuna. So we're back to the same Kimcha Davshuna that we saw one blot earlier on Daf Lamentes Amid Beis, in which Marsutra was not happy about taking this Kimcha Davshuna and pouring it into a Tavshil, and yet Rav Papa instructed the Nachtomim in the Bay, Reish Galusa, that this is allowed. Omar Rava, Ika Deshari Kihai Milsa, Biduchta Deshchichi Avde, Ika Deyame Rava Gufa, Machile Kidra Bechasisi. Rashi says, "Biduchka deshchichi avdei kigon bei reish galusa shavadim mizalzel bedavar bedvar isur yoser v'yoser." So Rav Papa was matir, and that's kemach. He's talking about chasisi, levashel chasisi. And Chasisi Rashi identifies with Kimcha Davshuna. And Rava says that it should, that we shouldn't be so makil in a place where there are Shchichi Avdi, with a lot of servants around, because they're Mezalzel B'dvar Isur. But then in the Ika D'Amar, the Gemara says that Rava himself would take this chasisi and pour it into the kedera, and therefore he was making like Rav Papa. So the question is, how do we paskin in this case? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Samach Gimel writes, "Eim Vashlim." Just one second. Okay, there's a lot here in Siv Gimel that's not for us. Many different details, but I think the part that's most relevant to us is Kishemolin Akderos Achadoshos Ein Mevashem Bebelamatza Afuya Shechazru V'tachnu Osa. So you have Matza Afuya, and you grind it into a flour, and you can use that flour for cooking. That's allowed. And that means that the Mechaber here is reflecting the Shita of the Rambam, because the Rambam, if you recall, spoke about Kemach Kolui. Kemach Kolui would be the Kemach that's made of Matzah Fuya, because Matzah Fuya is baked in an oven, so that has the same identical status as Kemach Kolui. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we have no problem in pouring the Kemach Kolui or the matzah fuya and shetachna into a kedera. And the Taz points out that betur kasav, the Gemara Amru, dafilu matzah fuya asur hecha deika avdi. The tour is bothered by the first answer, or the first lashon, I should say, of the Gemara on Daf Mem, which records that Rava, Daf Mem on the base, in which Rava said that we shouldn't be so lenient in a case where there are shchichi avdi, because they're not very careful. Because of Beis Yosef, the low kasha the Gemara ika beis lishonos harif v'harash pasku kilishna basra. So the Taz says that the Shulchan Aruch himself is adopting the second lishna of the Gemara, which says that Rav himself did it, and the tour, on the other hand, is paskening like the lishna kama. He says, "Uvavadei lo oladas hatur lahakshus miloshen aleph al mishem mora kiloshen asheni al inir kavanosin the came the lishne kama merava shein roy lahatir echnika avdi hainu beireish galusa tiyesh lachush lachlufe bekimcha ubelishne basra amridan the rava gufe asulo came." That they did it for Rava, v'sham lo ayu shchichi avodim. In other words, Rava is not the case of the Reish Galusa, and there were no avodim there. In kein lo lo nomar t'lo sfir lechalik bein ika diavdi o lo. So why should we say that that Rava doesn't make this distinction between ika avdi and no? Maybe Rava was making because there were no avdi. The ain chilu din beinam el etzel mi hoya hamaisa. Maybe there's no nafkamina between the two lishonos. The question was where this happened. In the first case, there were avodim, and therefore Rava says we should be machmir. In the case of Rava himself, in his kitchen, in his home, there weren't avodim, and that's why he was Mekil. But there's no nafgamina ladina as far as we're concerned. Rava in both Lishonos is not happy about this in a case of Shchichi Avdi. And therefore it's not fair, so to speak, it's not fair play for the Shulchan Aruch to make a statement without qualifying it that if you have Matzah Fuya and you grind it into a flour, you are permitted to throw it into the tavshul. And the Stimas HaPoskim seem to be oblivious to the Gemara, because the Gemara is saying that Bokam Shchichi Avdi, which are people who could come to make a mistake, is Yesh Lesar. We should be more strict about it. The Beis Yosef, on the other hand, says that Rava was not Choshesh. That's how he learns the Ika D'Amri. Let's swing back to the Chachma Shlomo that we started with in Siman Tov Samach Gimel. And there Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to point out that what bothers the tour more than anything is that the Ika D'Amri of Rava, that Rava himself did this, and he took Kemach Matzah Fuya and he cooked it, he says that that's not because Rava is cholik. Rava also holds that there is, as a general rule, a chash toz, and Rava would agree that we should not be cooking matzah fuya after it was made into a flour, unless it was done by Gedolei Yisrael like Rava himself. But Rava, even in the Ika D'Amri, is not coming to argue with the basic principle that we have to worry that if the Shchichi Avdi, or there is a possibility of toes, that we should certainly be more machmir about this. And therefore, At the end of his presentation, the Chochmas Shlomo writes, Ulekach l'didan b'chol inyan yesh lesor v'zu niradas hatur u'matzasi bozet ha'am nochon li'elu shenogim shelo lechol k'nedloch. He says, "Ulechora u'mechusar tam." This might be a pun. He says, "Lefimash kasavnu ka'esu nochal lochus l'dasatur di oser v'yesh lo smach b'shas u'poskim." That since the tour himself is not happy about taking matzah flour and cooking with it, therefore k'nedloch, which is made of matzah flour that's cooked, is prohibited according to the tour. And the Torah's logic is that Rava was the only exception because he was the Gedolei Yisrael. But even though Rava did it as one of the Gedolei Yisrael, he himself would be Machmir because of the possibility of Tos. So, to make a long story short, the Chochma Shlomo is really giving us some basis for the Iser of the Chassidim, as we said, the minhag of the Chassidim to be machmir and not to eat shruya. And that is because if you were to take matzah and make it into flour, the tour would be worried about putting it into a tavshil. I don't think that we can equate Rabbeinu Yerucham with the tour. Keep in mind, we started in Siman Tav Samach Aleph with the Beis Yosef, who quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, who's opposed to Noshim Shemesimos Kemach Petanor Lisyavesh Kidei Lasos Tavshil. And Rabbeinu Yerucham is not talking about ground matzah, no, it's flour from ground matzah. He's talking about Kemach Betanur. The Rambam was Mekil and Mevashlim Kemach Kolui. And that's the case of Kimcha Davishuna. But even if we take the position of Rabbeinu Yerucham of Kimcha Davishuna, we're not yet ready to make the leap of faith that the Taz makes based on the tour, that Matzah Fuya, you wouldn't be allowed to use for baking. Meaning if you took matzah fuya and you converted it into kemach and you want to pour it into a tavshil, I'm not sure the Rabbeinu Yerucham would aser it. And the Chochma Shlomo says, based on the tour, that the tour osar afilu matzah fuya, which means that the machlokas here is what about cooking with matzah fuya shechazu v'tochno v'yoso sokemach, then the Taz might be correct that according to the tour this would be asur, but I don't think that we should identify that with the Gemara of Marzutra and Rabbeinu Yerucham, who understands that kemach kolui is the same as Kimcha Davishna, and that we pass like Marzutra, Dilma, right, Lo Limchi Yinish Kedera to be Kimcha Davishna, Dilma Lo Boshil Shapir, V'yosu De Chimutz, that statement might be limited to the case of Chitim that were put into the Tanur, and what we call Kemach Kolui, or kemach betano lisyavesh. I'm not sure if we can say the same thing as matzah. That matzah fuya shebishla is a chimutz problem, and it would be osur. But be that as it may, we are emphasizing that the Shulchan Aruch says that matzah fuya shechazru v'tochtu osa is mevashla behem, and that already we saw in the Ravan and the Rav Yoh. And Eilu Dvarim She'enam Boim L'Dei Chimut Ha'ofui V'Mevushal V'Acholut, etc. And that seems to mean that you can take matzah and cook it. So in other words, the conclusion of Reb Shlomo Kluger that in our time there's always a problem of osi lidei tos, I'm not sure if that's a generally accepted statement with regard to matzah. If the kneiluch is made from matzah flour, I don't know that as a general rule we should be worried about tos. The case of the Gemara of Mar Sutra, and we saw that also in Rav Papi, was a case of chasisi, or as Rashi calls it, kimcha dafshuna, that were wheat or possibly flour that was baked in an oven. I'm not sure if that has the same status as matzah. In any event, to find other sources amongst the poskim for the Chumrah of Shruya, let's go back to the Shari Tshuva that we saw before. The Shari Tshuva in Siman Tav Samach. And there he writes, Choshishin Shemen Nishar Bama Kemach Shalom Nilosh. He says, "Yesh adshei ma'ase shemachmirim al atzmon vein ochlim shum matzah shruya mevushalos b'mayim shechoshin shema nishar ba ma'at kemach shelo nilosh v'yischametz achshav al yedei shruya o habishul." And that seems to be a pretty solid source for this chumra of matzah shruya, as quoted here in the Shari Tshuva. Now he writes, "Kidalakamon Simon Tov Samach Gimel Shekosav Hamagnavram Sivkot Dal Dlomahani Boze Mashenikla Beor Dehamatzo Mafsekes Bein Haor Ubein Hakemach." Now the Magnavram comments on the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tov Samach Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch we saw was Matir taking matzah flour and cooking with it. And the Magen Avraham writes, he says, the Magen Avraham, just one second, Sivkot Dalet, here it is. He says, "Tzarchim nasnu b'di evin v'maychlam om v'zech shash..." "Matzah shi nilosh ba kemach v'nefe v'yakach nasnu l'rotev." He says, "Yesh la'achme me'achar sha matzah mafsekes Bein HaKemach V'Ha'or." Notice you've got the fire of the oven coming on the bottom, and the Kemach is on the top of the matzah, let's say, the Kemach that wasn't completely baked. And I guess now during the baking process, the kemach, if it wasn't heated up properly, because the matzah on the bottom is mafsik between the kemach on the top of the matzah and the heat coming on the bottom of the matzah, therefore it has the same status as chitin kluyos. And if you remember before, we said that there was machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham, as quoted in the Beis Yosef, regarding the case of kemach bitanur lisyabish, which is kemach kolui. The Rambam was mati, Rabbeinu Yerucham asked it, dilma lo bashil shapir. So basically, the Magen Avraham seems to be worried about the shita of Rabbi Yerucham in the case of matzah. See, we wanted to say that there's a difference between matzah, which is completely baked, and kemach kolui, which is a problem according to Rabbi Yerucham. Now the Magen Avraham is giving us the physics of the analogy here between matzah and kemach kolui. That just like in the case of chitin kluyos, which is kimcha da vishnu, we had a problem that maybe the heating process didn't do its job. Even in the case of matzah, we might have a problem because the matzah itself is somehow blocking the heat from the bottom of the tanur to hit the kemach on the top of the matzah. I guess the top layer of the matzah, if you could say it. But be that as it may, the Shari Tshuva is quoting those who prohibit matzah shruya based on this Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham says we should be machmir with regard to matzah because of the possibility that there's kemach that did not bake properly, because the matzah was mafsik. Now you take this matzah and you put it into water, you mavashal it, then that kemach becomes chametz. We'll find a similar svara in the Machtzis HaShekel here in Siman Tav Samach Aleph. In Siman Tav Nun Ches. And there he says, Yesh lahachmir lebal nefesh shalol asas tavshil mimatzos bepesach. Tilefamim ein kol hakemach nilosh umizgabel v'nishar ma'at kemach al gabi isa. So you needed the dough, and yet there was some flour that wasn't kneaded properly, that wasn't integrated into the dough. V'lachein ein mazhirin leman denoeg bechumrezu. So the Machtzis HaShekel adds another elucidation here of the Magen Avraham's point. He's saying we're not worried about kemach on top of the matzah, which was the way we interpreted the Magen Avraham, because such a kemach is considered baked because it's exposed to the heat. But maybe there's kemach in the middle of the matzah, and that's what the Magen Avraham was bothered by, because the bottom matzah, maybe even the top matzah, are both, in a sense, protecting the kemach from becoming baked. And when you dip this matzah into water and you cook it, that kemach that's in the middle of the matzah will now become chametz. And this logic of the Machtzis HaShekel seems to be adopted by the Rav Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe here in Simon Vav, in his Tshuvas on Matzah Shruya. He says, Be'emes gam eino iser gomur ubar midina mikomakam machmir tovel of bracha. And taima rabba ika bimilsa lizar mikshash iser doraisa lufidas smak virabeni yerucham. The chain pasak apri chodesh bekemach shenikla the chayshin and shemen lo boshul shapir. Behine einenu roos faharbi matzos sheyesh aleihem ma'at kemach achar hafia. B'ze bo machmat shahoysa ha'isa kasha v'lo nilosha yofa yofa. U'mashakosa b'taz, he says, lasum b'morok mistapik amogin Avram afil b'dievet. U'masik lahachmim shumafsokas ha'matza b'in ha'kemach v'ha'or. V'ochel o'shaych ha'itam b'kemach shal gabi ha'matza. He says, but kemach ma'at sheba matzah. Not the kemach on top of the matzah, but the kemach inside the matzah. He says, V'yavta amogin avrom v'apri chodesh ma'iri v'kemach mamish shema'arvin b'yodayim kevon v'komakom kevon she'inenu roos matzos harbi shemotzi b'hem kemach ma'at hanira la'ayin achar afia v'yefshal ha'chish ha'chush u'mashlo is kiruza posim ha'inim yishum shizel o'motzi klal elu b'isa kosha shalo nilo she'yofa b'dolos rishonim ha'yishom harbi b'lisha v'gilgul ad sh'yinilo she'yofa v'korov ze esrim shono yosef nishpata zihir zu b'yisrael kedoshim L'mayer mi'od ma'od belisha, v'ein loshin yofi yofel chay nimtza kemach ma'at b'matzas shal isha isa kosha k'nir b'chush l'medag can be emes. He says that in the last 20 years or so, it became so common to knead the dough with such speed and such urgency that the dough is not soft, it's still hard, and there are parts of the kemach, the particles of kemach, that have not been absorbed into the dough, and therefore, during the afia process, those particles in the middle of the kemach, in the middle of the dough, will not be baked properly because the heat doesn't reach them. And when this matzah is dipped into water, there could be a possibility of chametz, of chimutz. He says, "Hinei mashu kemach bi'ayin shal pnei amatzel amal shemischametz b'morak shemafridin es amatzel l'toch amorak enog b'sh yesh chashash isu doraisa b'matzat chuna shalosu mimenu agulim yesh dolin b'zeh yesh lodin b'zeh midin taroves." We call them a limchos bahamon am hamakilim baze kevin sheish levalma sheyismechu for ikar kedas Rashi v'Rama v'lufi mashkos v'ariza lachmir kol achumrus v'pesach yesh lachmir kemarish dam v'prichodosh we call them beyond the v'achmir and make him mishum simchas yontu lo hifsid. So basically, we can summarize the presentation of the Baal HaTanya in his tshuva, that, and I think this is perhaps the first Hasidic source historically that this custom is accepted. If you look in the footnote here on the tshuva, he writes that has zehirus hazu himi rabosenu b'mezrich. It sounds like the Baal HaTanya was really extending the minhag that started with the Magid of Mezrich, who is the Talmud, of course, of the Besht, and that's where the Hasidic minhag began. But this is the first codification of it. Not to eat matzah shruya. And perhaps if we get a chance, we'll take a look at an article that was published in a journal called Or Yisrael, who, and then that article adds and embellishes this point. But it's interesting that historically we're not sure if the Baal Shem Tov himself was noheg this chumra of Matzah Shruya, or it began a little bit later from the time of the Magid Mimezrich, and that's when the Chassidim accepted it because of the impact and the influence of the Magid Mimezrich. In any event, the Rav Shulchan Aruch admits that Bedoros Rishonim lo echmiru bazeh, this was not a chumra that was accepted in the earlier generations. But again, he says that the metzias is because in the last 20 years, that's how he describes it, the kneading process is such that this kemach that is not properly kneaded, and the dough has this, you know, these pieces or particles of kemach in the middle of the dough that are never actually baked in the oven when they make it into matzah. And that's what he says. Yesh lochu shemelo nilosha ha-matzah yofa v'nishal ha-matzah mat kemach shalo nefe. There is flour that was not baked. V'yidei ha-shriya tovu lidei chimutz. And as we saw, the Rav Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbi Yerucham in the Smak, which were quoted in the Beis Yosef, with regard to kemach shenikla, which is kemach that was baked in the oven, that there's a chash of yachmitz, of chimutz, when it comes in contact with water. V'afta mogin avrom an al masik la'achmi rishum hafsokas ha-matzah bein ha-kemach va'or v'hochlo shayach ha-taimam be-kemach shal gavi ha-matzah. He says the following, that the chumra of the Mogen Avram is because of the kemach inside the dough, but not the kemach on top of the dough. And the same thing in the case of matzah, that there may be kemach inside the matzah. And he testifies, Einenu roos matzos harbe shemotzebem kemach ma'at. Hanira la'ayin li'achar afia, v'efshar la'hakrish hachush. You know, I saw it, and I can't. You know, you can't deny what you've actually seen. He writes, umigodol tirdasi lo'ucha la'harach b'zemikol makom ein limchos ba'amon am ha'makilim. As we saw before, that the halacha relies on Rashi and the Rambam, that kemach kolui, we assume, is completely kolui and there's nothing unbaked. The Arizal wants to assume, however, that we should take on all the chumras and Pesach possible, and therefore we should be machmir like those Rishonim who are not satisfied with kemach kolui, and their opinion is brought down in the Marashdam and the Pri Chadash. And it's quite possible that the tour is of this opinion as well. Now let me just read to you a little bit of the Pri Chadash, and this is in Siman Tov Samach Aleph. He says, Kosev Marashdam b'tshuva shemuto lasos sufkinin mimatza afuya v'kosev b'sefer knes agdola shalasos fashtilish Hanahugos b'chol Shabbos zechel aman, mashenogim shentagnin dogim b'shemen b'machvas tochenos so b'kemach kedei shlo yidbeku. He says kol ze osro lasosim af b'matzah fuya mishum maisa shahoya she'esh eschover osakein u'shchenta choshva shahoya kemach mamish u'lomocher tognin dogim b'kemach mamish tefichu yesh losor, etc. So the Pri Chodesh quotes these poskim who are worried not about kemach shalo nefta. They're worried more about the kemach itself that might be confused with other kemach. The Pri Chodesh writes, Vani omer shakol mutar min hadin v'yein lo nuligzar gzeres midatenu. This we saw at the beginning. And ma bekachem isha achas Tosa Bidin. He says that there's no Kshasha Maris Ayin here, and so forth and so on. So it would seem that the Prichadosh Lemaskana is Mekil, even though he admits that the Marashdam and the Knesset Agdola are Machmir. Let's just emphasize or re-emphasize one point. The Rav Shulchan Aruch, in quoting the Magen Avraham, admits that his chashash, meaning the chashash of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Baal Tanya, is not identical with the chashash of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is not worried at all about kemach al gabi hamatzah. He's worried about kemach besocha hamatzah. But the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, "Einenu ros matzah shematzu behem kemach mamish." Kemach Ma'at, it sounds like the Rav Shulchan Aruch is worried about Kemach on top of the matzah. And that's a very interesting point here, because are we worried about Chimutz of the Kemach that's on the matzah after Afiyah, or as the other poskim would have it with the Magen Avraham and the Shari Tshuva, the Matzah Shekel, that the Chashash is Kemach inside the Isa that was never kneaded properly. So that's an interesting distinction, and I'd like to research that further. Now again, we know that most people don't have the Chumr of Gebrochts, and after seeing all these sources, we might be wondering why. Now, we start with the Maisa Rav of the Gaon, and the Gaon, it says, Mutar lechol machol v'tavshim lasim mikemach matzis. So it's Mefurashi and the Gaon that he allowed tavshilin that were made from kemach matzis. V'ein lochu shema nishar makam shalo nefe yofe v'kshiyovo b'mayim. Yach, it's the Avshalom Nefer called Tzorko al Koponim Logora Mikloyos She'eno Machmitz. So it's quite clear that the Gaon allowed eating any sort of tafsha that was made from Kemach Matzis, which would include Knedluch, and we're not afraid that this part of the matzah that was not baked properly and would come in contact with water and become Chometz. Now, there are footnotes here around the Maisa Rav. Some are called Kovetz Mefarshim, some are called Lakutei Agra. There's a whole Torah that sprouted up on the Maisa Rav, and this continues to expand, all this literature. The point he makes here in the footnote, in this Lakutei Agra, is that the Gaon accepts the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, and therefore there's no problem here with matzah. And we saw that according to Rashi and the Rambam, Kemach Kolui is considered Afui and Eino Machmitz. The Gaon says that there's no chashash of kemach kolui, that it wasn't baked properly. The Magen Avraham is worried about some kemach that is surrounded by matzah, and the heat of the oven will not hit that kemach, and it never became kolui. The Gaon says that the very fact that it was placed into the oven, that itself makes it afui, and we're not choshesh for chimutz of afui. So it's not clear here why the mekilim are mekil. One approach is to say that we're not afraid that this kemach that wasn't baked. That's not the impression that you get from the Maisa Rav. The Maisa Rav seems to assume that once it's afui, then as the Gaon is quoted as saying, "Lo gora mikloyos She'eino machmitz, klois means it's awfully. It's almost a halachic statement. It's not a question of whether we should be choshesh for this kemach shalom nefa, not choshesh for the kemach shalom nefa. It's a more fundamental point that once it's awfully, then there's no chash chimutz in awfully. And if you look back in the Shari Tshuva that we started with, you'll see that there's a comment here, and it's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah as well. And the Mishnah Berurah is here in Taf Nun Ches. And that is that Mitzad Adin Ein Lachush Lazeh. This is the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalin. As far as matzah bePesach, and he speaks about even baking matzah on Pesach itself, and then he writes, Rabim Ushlemim Sha'ochlin Matzah Shruya Umevusheles Al Kocha Tamayu Delomach Zekinan Isura. We have a principle in Yoredeya, in Hilchas Machalos Asuras, that lo machzikin isur. We don't assume, unless we know to the contrary, that there's isur here. Shema yesh kemach be'en shenisha b'shas halisha. He says, v'yesh lam al mashi yismachu al amud ha'olam ha'gon ha'chacham tzvizal kasher heyedol of b'no ha'gon zal al dvar matzah shruyish machmirim Parsha mehem, shemachmir and parsha mehem. Vehuzal, meaning the Chacham Tzvi, sasar kol divrem v'siem, she'ein ein limnoa simchas yontif, beglal chumra zu. That's an interesting point here. You know, you get the impression from the Shari Tshuva that it's not so simple. You know, we assume it's very simple. We know people of Makil, and we know Gedol Yisrael that are Makil, but it's not, you know, it's not just 100% glat. You know, Ein Limnoa Simchas Yontif. You know, if you're eating Machalas Shruyos, there might be an element of Simchas Yontif. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, in referring to this Shari Tshuva, just get you his language here. He writes, "Ayin b'shari tshuva shemitzad adin ein lochush lezeh," meaning the chumra of shruya. "Dachzuki yisur lemachzikin v'frat biyomenu shenogim lasos rikikim dakim." In other words, our matzah is much thinner than their matzahs. Today, you will see Yemenites who have the thicker matzahs, but we don't have it. And therefore, the matzah itself is baked. It's thoroughly baked. He says, "Umikomako misha noig bechumrazu ein maznichin oso." Not sure what he means by that. Perhaps he means that we shouldn't be light about it. And Ayin Shom Sheirchem says he's referring back to the Shari Tshuva again, the Arichus in the Shari Tshuva. And there are those who say that the Chofetz Chaim himself did not eat Shruya on Pesach. And when they asked him about the Gra, that the Gaon himself was not makvid, his response was, "Miyitein limi matzosav shal agra va'ochal gamani shruya." If he had the matzah of the Gaon, he would also dip them in water. But in any event, the Chofetz Chaim, for his family, told them that they should not refrain from eating Shruya, not to be pogan simchus yontif, which is the same svara we saw early in the Shari Tshuva. Now, what about other Gedolei Yisrael? Do we know what their minig was? For example, the Chsam Sofer, it's very interesting that we have a testimony about the Chsam Sofer here First, he speaks about matzah shmura mishas ktsira, and he says that there are those who don't want to eat on Pesach anything other than matzah michitin hashmuros mishas ktsira. Fine, that's number one. That's not the part of this tshuva that's relevant to us. One second. Oh, here towards the end of the tshuva, he writes that the Chasam Sofer is mekil with kneidlach mimatzah safuyos. The afilu inirtz alochosh chash rochok shenishma ma kemach mikomakach kemach. So he's saying that even if we assume that while they were kneading the dough, as the Rav Shulchan would say, there was still some kemach that wasn't kneaded in the dough, but once we put him into the oven, that's called afui and eino machmitz. The chashash seshal chitin sheinim mishumarim. If you're talking about chitin that weren't watched properly from Shas Ktsira, that's more of a chash than achilas kneidlach. V'kach noag achsam sofa sha'ochal kol ma shenasa mikemach shol matzis afuyos bepesach. So the chsam sofa, apparently, according to this testimony, was noag to be mekel in kneidlach mimatzis afuyos. However, in the Shut Chasam Sofer, he writes, let's get the language here, I don't seem to find it right now, but in the Shut, he writes that mitzvah hi uprishus shlo lecho matzah shruya v'pesach. And there is a sefer here called Betzel HaChachma. He says, "Mitama almoran achsam sofer shebetshuvoso kosav de mitzvahi uprishus shlo lechol matzah shori bepesach vilu besefer min hogi achsam sofer kosav di ochal shnayim shlosha agulim mitocha rotev shekorin knedel." It sounds like the Chasam Sofer himself was not excited in his tshuva about matzah shriya. Although it's, the minhag testifies that he did eat kneidlach. So I'm not sure exactly how to reconcile the minhagim of the Chasam Sofer with this mitzvah he and precious shel halachal matzah shriya in his tshuvas. So in this tshuva of Betzel HaChochma, he says that what the Chasam Sofer meant by mitzvah in the tshuvas is nidnud mitzvah. It's a precious, but it's not a real mitzvah in the full sense. It's more chassidus and precious. Okay. So let's just sort of summarize the various opinions. If you take a look in the Pisrei Tshuva, he has in Pisrei Tshuva more or less an overview here. He says, "Pratei dinim." This is in Siman Tovnat Nun Ches. "Pratei dinim bechumras shriya bePesach." First, he starts by quoting the Mishnah Brura, and he quotes the Rav Shulchan Aruch. He says, "Gdole olam nispalgu b'dover ze yeshe kibul al atzmon val b'nei besim talmideim chumra zu v'yeshe kilu v'ochlu matzah shruya v'yeshe nagu l'hokil b'shruya rak al yidei chalita b'mayim roschim." Right, we didn't even discuss that issue about why it's different after chalita b'roschim. And this is also based on the Gaon, that chalita b'roschim has the same din as kolui, and therefore there's no chimutz. Yeshe kosvu shel machmir b'matzah shriya lo rak hachila asur, lagam etzem hashriya. Afil b'loach yu asru. Wow. So some have the chumra of going even a step further, not to touch, you know, not to take matzah and touch it to liquids. And therefore, even though they were makil on Achron Shel Pesach, nevertheless, not to prepare during Pesach for the Achron Shel Pesach. But he writes that chumra zulo niskabla. He says that the chumra itself was not accepted. He says, Yeladim shekashem lechol matzah shein eshruya ubekam mekomis gam linoshim mekilim lahachin velosislam lechol matzah shruya yesh matirim lishtamish bekelim sheshorim bahem. So there are a number of kulos, even for those chsidim who are machmir on gebrachts, to allow for those who find it difficult to eat matzah, to allow them to soak the matzah, again, under very circumscribed conditions and situations. And there are those who are making as far as the kelim are concerned. You don't say the kelim had a blia of chametz in it because of the shriya. So this is a little bit of an overview here in the Piskei Tshuvos regarding the various opinions on matzah shruya. Now, as far as Meperos is concerned, the Balatanya that we quoted before in his tshuva says, "Meperos pshita di ein lahachmir klal kol haPesach," and this is quoted also in the Shari Tshuva, "Ein lahachmir bachilus matzah shruya b'shuman o b'meperos." And we don't have time, but this is also brought down in other sources. And we're talking about matzah that was fried with oil. He says, "Kol ha'isa shel matzah shruya hi rak chumra l'cheinin lahachmer b'zeh." So getting back to the Piskei Tshuvos that we started before, "Ein shorin vein mevashlin matzos b'pesach kosav ha'shulchan aruch harav shein lahachmer ela b'shruya b'mayim aval b'shruya b'mei peros ein lahachmer Sharevei Peros Ein Machmitzin." Okay, V'yesh Shekosfu Sheila Machmir Shel Lishos Olavashel Matzah V'Pesach Afil V'mei Peros Is Ein Masnichin Masnichin Lehen V'Tovolein Broch V'Kesh Lomer She Misorer Koach HaMayim She B'Matzah Im HaMei Peros U'Memar Lahachmitz. So we have two opinions about Shruya B'mei Peros. The Baal Tanya is Mekil, and that's also brought in the Shari Tshuva. However, there is an opinion in the Piskei Tshuva that the Meperos will join forces with the water in the matzah and will cause a quick chimutz. Now, as far as Korech is concerned, where you take the matzah and you metabol the matzah in charoses, what do we do if we're machmir on shruya? That's going to be a problem. And here I have a sefer called Moadim L'Simcha, which is authored by Rav Tuvia Freund, recently in Yerushalayim. And he writes, "Haminig haMekubel shedafka b'mayim ein shornis haMatzah v'mei peros v'chein b'yayin b'cholav o b'chema u'gvina shorim b'hem matzah u'kvar kosav v'shulchan aruch harav b'tshuvaso b'mei peros pshita dein lahachmer klal kol haPesach v'atam sharei mei peros ein machmitzim." He writes, "Nogim rabim limroch chema ugvina ala matzos lochlam bePesach," and he says, "Beinyan kiyum takonas korech b'leil chagapes matbilin esamor b'charos as korech esamor b'charos as yachna matzos ha'im ein b'kach mishum shruya l'chor yesh l'chalik b'zeh b'im acharosos miutzeres mimei peros lelo tarovas mayim are ein lochus lechuma shruya. Achein b'midav acharoses mureves b'mayim harayesh kan sad chuma shruya. So it depends how you make the charosis, with water or without water. If there's no water, it's purely made peros, then certainly we can rely on the Rav Shulchan Aruch who says that the Chumra of Shruya doesn't apply to made peros. Okay, Rabosei, we'll stop here. Again, this goes on and on. But I think we got a little bit of an overview of some of the sources and the basis in the Chazal, in the Gemaras, and in the early Rishonim Poskim for the Chumra of Shruya. We also get a solid foundation for those Gedolei Yisrael basing themselves on Rishonim that were Mekil in Matzah Shruya. Yiratzeh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save us and spare us from any Chashash Chimutz on Pesach.